Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited.
What's up?
It is a glorious day. Do you remember, maybe a week ago, I was telling you all about the glorious Kellogg's products that I had bought, and I sent in the information.
Mm-hmm. Did you already get your socks?
Mark, I'm putting my foot up here. What is on my foot? A Fruit Loop sock!
Wow.
I'm wearing my toucan. I'm like all professional today. I am wearing my toucan sandpit socks today.
Those are pretty fun.
They are, aren't they?
Very colorful.
I love them.
It's a good way to stay young, right? Wearing colorful, fun socks.
My husband now has Keebler Elf socks.
Wow.
My younger daughter has Snap, Crackle, Pop socks.
Mm.
My older daughter has Tony the Tiger socks. She said she's not so sure she's going to wear them out, but I think that she should. We're taking a family vacation in a couple of weeks.
I thought you were going to say a family picture with your socks.
This is what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking this family vacation. This mama bear is packing our matching Kellogg's socks. I think we need to get a picture of us wearing our socks at something fun on our trip, because that's just how odd I am.
You know, it's interesting. When John Branyon was here at the Leading with Power couples event, mm-hmm. not that long ago, and Leading with Power today, don't miss former Badger Brandon Williams, right? He's at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley, River Prairie Center tonight at 5:30. And John Branyon had said, hey, everybody's weird. Just embrace it. Just embrace it. And he's like, people want to hear about it. And if you are, Hillary, I'm not saying you are just because everybody got cereal socks in your family, but if you are, you're not hiding it. I mean, you're just sharing.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's good.
You got to put it out there, man.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's humble.
Life is too short.
Right. No, you are. You are to be commended for your vulnerability. It plays well.
I never thought of my socks as being vulnerable.
Well, you know, I think some others might hide that.
Not every 40-year-old woman wears Toucan Sam Fruit Loop socks and proudly. And I feel like we should almost get a picture of the whole ensemble today. Because I am. I'm like the mullet of outfits today. Because I'm a party in the front, you know, business. Or party in the back, business in the front, you know, the old mullet.
Okay.
And I'm like all business wear. But then you pull up that pant leg.
Will you be wearing the Toucan Sam socks when you are lobbying for the Gifted and Talented in D.C. next week?
I'm saying I might be. Here's my only holdback. I need to see how they hold up today in shoes because it's so much walking. It's so much walking. Uh-huh. Like, you have to wear good socks.
I mean, they feel like they've got good elastic.
They feel like they're good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I might have to, like, wear them but bring a backup pair of socks with just in case.
Mm.
I think that would be lovely to wear them.
Sure.
I mean, I know that Senator Ron Johnson loves Fruit Loop or Lucky Charms.
You're right. That's true.
So
I wouldn't want to wear Fruit Loop socks then into his office.
No, that's true.
Hey, it is Pie Day today.
It is Pie Day.
So it'd be interesting. I don't know. I mean, do we say what's your favorite pie? I mean, what's yours? I think we've done this before.
We have. Pecan.
Yeah.
I still am a pecan pie lover, you know.
I saw somebody on Facebook or somewhere was talking about 1,600 different pie recipes. Is that possible? I guess
Yowzas.
It is. That's a lot of pie recipes.
That's a lot of pie recipes.
It's a lot of time on the treadmill to work those calories off, I'll tell you.
Or napping. Just saying.
All right. Halvo and Hillary, WWIB. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. And we've got a judge on the line. He's when you talk about the April 2nd election and early voting starts, for instance, on Monday, this coming Monday in Eau Claire, goes for 2 weeks, and then the election on Tuesday, April 2nd. No bigger race than the 10-year term on the line for state Supreme Court. And it pits two Waukesha Court of Appeals judges, Brian Hagedorn and Judge Lisa Neubauer. And although the Wisconsin Supreme Court race selects a nonpartisan position, the two candidates have seen endorsements. There's no secret here. Who's Hagedorn's getting endorsements and support from the right, and Neubauer from the left. So we're going to talk to Brian. But first of all, Hillary, you're going to have some fun with Judge Hagedorn. What do you got for him?
Okay, Judge Hagedorn, you're there, right? Okay, first of all, let's make sure you're there. Okay,
I am here.
I am going to put 60 seconds on a timer here, and I'm going to do a little rapid-fire game with you, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Timer starting. All right, first question. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Last book you read?
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm reading right now Coming Apart by Charles Murray.
Okay. Favorite breakfast cereal?
Oh, well, only on vacation, but Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops? No, I'm wearing Fruit Loops socks today. First thing you do on a day off?
Take a nap.
Okay. And texting or talking?
Talking.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
8.
Nice. Invisibility or super strength?
We'll go with super strength.
Okay. Place you most want to travel?
I'd love to go to Israel.
Nice. Cake or pie?
Cake. I think cake, yes.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Oh, absolutely.
That runs our timer out. Very interesting. I honestly, I'm wearing Fruit Loop socks today. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, I used to have all these cereals that I enjoyed when I was a kid. Now, you know, I've got 5 kids, and so we kind of keep the sugary cereals for fun. But when we do go on vacation, I'll pull out some Fruit Loops, and I'll eat them like crazy.
I get that. Yeah. All right, I'm going to hand the reins over here to Mark.
Our show strives to be sweet and salty. Like, who doesn't love trails mix? And you want the M&Ms in there with the salty. And so Hillary with the sweet part. But Judge Brian Hagedorn, we got the election coming up on April 2nd. You against your opponent, Lisa Neubauer. We'll try to secure her on a future visit here on the WIB Wake Up Show. But I say, it's a nonpartisan seat, but wow, things have continued to get partisan, it seems, in these state Supreme Court battles, the latest of which you're a part, huh?
Well, yeah, they certainly, I think, can have that view and perspective. You know, I mean, I don't think the job of a judge is ultimately a partisan job at the end of the day, but there are differing judicial philosophies. There's different approaches that sometimes correlate to a certain degree with parties, and, you know, and some of it has to do with our backgrounds, and I've worked for Governor Walker, and she's worked for Democrats in the past, and so those things tend to fall out that way. But you know, really, my job isn't a political job, and it shouldn't be, and that's what I'm running on.
So you have gotten, let's just state it as it is, I mean, you've gotten hammered, it seems to me, from the left, from the Democratic Party, from One Wisconsin Now, and probably other groups regarding things they want to call out in terms of blog posts, things in terms of the LGBTQ. So give us your response to that.
Yeah, it's really been an onslaught for sure, you know, and certainly the media has joined on as well. You know, I mean, there's been a variety of things, but I think what we're seeing is a bigger picture issue in our culture, which is an effort to push people of faith out of public life. I mean, you know, one of the big ones that I've been attacked for is my wife and I started a Christian school around where we live, and it is schools that require staff to adhere to codes of conduct that are pretty normal for, I think, most kinds of Christian schools out there. And yet people are now saying, you know, you hear my opponent and her allies say that, you know, I'm unqualified for the court, essentially. And I just think that is really, really wrong. You know, we have no religious test for public office, our Constitution says. And, you know, quite frankly, as a judge, I'm not running to impose my moral or policy or religious views on anybody. But, you know, I do think we have a constitutional freedom of religion, and that's really important. And what you're seeing is this real bias by people who want me to sign on to their agenda in their moral and political views and religious views, quite frankly. And that's wrong. That's wrong. And so, you know, I feel like I'm around for such a time as this to be able to speak up and say, we're not going to go there. It's not okay. And to stand up for the religious freedom of everybody, including Christians. I can be a faithful Christian and be a faithful judge.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say there in terms of a religious test, but it seems like whether it's you for state Supreme Court or others in terms of employment, I heard on a nationally syndicated show yesterday, somebody said where basically they'd been hired for a job and something had been found in terms of their social media that didn't seem to meet a certain politically correct standard or view, and they now are disqualified for the job. So, again, that in some ways seems to be what will also be decided here on April 2nd in the state Supreme Court race. Do you agree?
Well, I do. At least it's one more peg in where our culture is, and we've got to kind of turn this back, you know, lest there be an effort to sort of stamp people of faith out or from even being able to express, you know, their views on issues and to do so in polite society. And I mean, the whole idea of religious pluralism and religious freedom is that we can actually disagree about even important things, but still have a shared goal, shared goals and shared ideas and a shared, you know, foundation as a country. And certainly as a judge, you know, my job is to say what the law is and not what I think the law should be. My job is to uphold the Constitution as written. And that doesn't really have any, you shouldn't have any moral or religious code that you require somebody to sign on to in order to do that job. So this is just an effort that, as you said, that we've seen around the state, around the country, to push people out, and it's not right. It's not okay. And so I guess in some respects feel privileged to be in a position to make that case to the people.
All right. Judge Brian Hagedorn, again, he is pitted against Judge Lisa Neubauer in the state Supreme Court election. Early voting, I know, starts on Monday in Eau Claire for 2 weeks, starting at different times, different places around western Wisconsin. How, if people who want to learn more about you and your candidacy, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can go to my website, judgehagedorn.com, H-A-G-E-D-O-R-N. We've got a whole volunteer headquarters there. You can read more about me and also plug into really a grassroots effort that's happening all across the state.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
I love that song.
A lot of people with birthdays today. We've got Caleb's son, Cooper.
Yes.
Is four, I think,
he's
right?
He's four, yeah. Yes. Very happy birthday.
Cody Ender with a birthday today. And Bernice Gale. Jimmy Gale was our shooter earlier on the WIB Wake Up Show before 7, raised $440 for WIB Incorporated. And his wife, Bernice, with a birthday. So happy birthday to her. Wonderful woman of God.
Yes. But we're talking about getting old because,
you know.
I don't know. I didn't think I was old. I don't think I'm old. I mean, I'm 40, which is totally not old. I'm youthful, right? Right?
Life is kind of like Survivor, right? In the sense, I don't
he
mean
didn't
like
say yes. You know,
well, of the three people who make up this show, you're right in the middle.
Right.
So we can say Caleb's 31, I'm 54, and you're right in the middle.
I'm 40.
You've shared, right?
Yes.
So that's good. You're not shy about that.
No.
But I have to say, late. I think in recent times, I mean, more and more, I'm like, you know, there's different things that memory things and just different things that you become aware of. I always have advocated, though, you know, you are what you think, right?
Right.
I mean, in terms of think young.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to hold on to that. But bad news for all of us on this show and for a lot of people. I remember it was a big deal, like turning 30, right? And,
yeah.
And you had that milestone birthday here last time. Well, guess what? Scientists say that old age begins at 27.
No!
Yeah, at 27, as mental powers start to decline.
I disagree.
Yeah. In fact, researchers have found that people's mental abilities peak at 22, your senior year in college.
I wasted it.
Before beginning to deteriorate just 5 years later. They peak and then they deteriorate.
It's not okay.
Which makes Tom Brady at 42 in the NFL something. The researchers say the results suggest that therapies designed to prevent or reverse age-related conditions may need to start earlier, long before people become retired.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
I think we're both still youthful. We are full of youth. You know, I'm singing a song. I'm doing this little
My wife is 10 and a half years younger than me, so
I always
feel like that's helpful.
Now, Dean is 8 years older than me, and so I just remind him that I'm his trophy wife.
There we go.
To which he says, I don't know what I won, but what competition was that from? I'm singing a song right now. I'm learning this song for a competition I have coming up, and it's called Crabbed Age and Youth, and it's all about how youth is like spring, and it's wondering age is like winter and dead.
That sounds like a fun song.
It is, actually. I like really love it.
Is this like you take voice lessons? It's
I
for
do.
That? Okay.
Yep. And I'm,
When is the competition?
April. So I'm doing that little piece.
No, you're a good singer.
I'm,
you were singing here off the air this morning. And you have a very good voice.
Well, thank you. So, crabbed age and youth, that just kind of.
So,
as
the day gets closer, will you give us a little bit here, a sampling?
Maybe.
Right,
I don't know
maybe.
On the air. I don't know on the air.
You could do it. You're brave. You're bold.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.